This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Okay, that last song we just listened to was Love Like Anthrax by Gang of Four. This is Cam. I'm your host today for State of the Commonwealth. Sorry I wasn't with you last week. I was in New Orleans, so actually not sorry. But happy to be back. Happy to be back in the studio. Happy to be back in Lexington. We're going to have a good show today. I'm bringing on Garrett Bell. He's the director of safety over at the student government. If you're just tuning in for the first time, let me remind you that this is State of the Commonwealth, student government show. I interview people involved with SGA here at UK, and we talk about issues facing the campus, events going on, general happenings, things of that nature. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on Garrett. Garrett, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Cam. How are you?
I'm doing great. Actually, I'm doing wonderful. Not to go on too much of a tangent here, but I have had a crazy 3 weeks of school. I'm taking a lot of hours, more than I should. You know what? If you're a student, you're listening right now, this is my PSA, okay? This is my PSA for the day. You know, you might be taking 15 or 16 hours and you're like, you know what? I could use an extra class in here because I've got, for whatever reason, I'm late on my major, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking about taking 18 or 19. Here's a tip. Just don't do it. Never do it. It's not worth it. It seems like so little an ad, but yeah, I'm taking a lot of classes and my semester has been like that so far. So, but I was saying I'm really good because my last test of like a 3 week span of projects and tests was at 10 o'clock this morning and it went well. So we're done, man.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm really glad to hear that.
That's a little bit of a tangent, but, I figured we'd go there because that's where my head is at right now. But yeah, school has been like that. How has school been going for you, Garrett?
Hey, you know, about the same. I'm in the same situation that I could fit in a few extra hours, and it's getting to me, but I'm handling it. You just got to push through it, so.
Absolutely, and you're a sociology major, right?
Sociology and political science.
Sociology and political science. Well, without talking too much more about that, tell me about your position at SJ. You were the, well, why don't you just correct me? Tell me exactly what your job title is.
Okay, so yeah, I'm the director of campus safety, and you know, with that, I deal with a lot more than just on campus. I also deal with some off campus issues as well. So which kind of brings, you know, with one of the things that I'm doing is Kentucky Wildcab, which is this free late night transportation service, and obviously that doesn't just apply to going to different places on campus; it also applies to off campus as well.
Yeah, I have pushed Wildcab. I think every single time I've been on the air, I have used Wildcabs multiple times. It's I'll let you talk more about it, but you know, as I normally say, it's kind of an Uber-like service where students are driving. That's from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's right.
Okay, and you know how? Okay, well, we'll go there here because it's. I'm glad I have you on because normally I'm just like, if you're interested in getting involved with this or using this, head to the SGA Twitter at UKSGA, or head to the SGA website. That's UKSGA.org. But why don't you go ahead and say a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So obviously the information is there. Cam just mentioned it's also on PTS's website. So this is a program, again, it's a free late-night transportation option for UK students provided by UKSGA and operated by UK students through parking and transportation. So the fleet consists of about two four-passenger vehicles, two five-passenger vehicles, and one 13-passenger vehicle. And like Cam said, it goes from Thursday to Saturday, 10 p.m. to 3 a.m., again, it's like an Uber, so this program is purely app-based. So in the past, we've had Cat's Cab, which is where you call the number. Now it's all done in an app, which is the Transloc Rider app. We try to keep wait times anywhere from a few minutes to 15 minutes at most. And like I said, after making requests, users receive text message alerts notifying them that they're the next ride, as well as when the Wildcat has arrived at that place. So it's worked pretty well so far.
Yeah. Have you gotten a chance to use it at all?
Yeah, I've used it twice, actually. And I've personally had great experiences with it, and I'm really happy with it. I've heard a lot of great feedback, and each week PTS supplies us with, you know, some of the numbers and the data that's gathered from each weekend. And I mean, it's just great numbers.
Do you have any of that off the top of your head? It's fine if you don't, but I'm curious.
Yeah, so I couldn't tell you specific dates, but we go anywhere from Fridays. Usually it depends on if there's a home game or an away game. But Fridays usually anywhere between 100 people, and then Saturdays I think is usually the highest with 250, 260 people sometimes. And, you know, like I said, we usually keep that average wait time below 15 minutes.
So. I mean, every time I've used it, it's been, like, very, very little wait, which is crazy. I mean, and honestly, some of the home games, I've been, like, walking from one place on campus to the next, like, after the game. Like, after I watch the game, I'm walking back home or something, and I've seen the Cats Cabs, like, stuck in all that crazy traffic that happens, like, on Limestone. And I just think to myself, you know, they're in there putting in work, doing a really good job. I hate being on the roads when it's like rush hour on a normal day, let alone after a UK football game. So
And you have to remember that, like, these are students who are driving.
So
you know, they have, just like you and I, you know, they have homework going on that they need to do, but very thankful that we have enough people who are willing to take the time to drive people and be that service. And like I said, it's designed to provide, you know, a free ride home, but also to promote responsible and safe late night transportation decisions. So
yeah, and I mean, it sounds like just based off the numbers there, it's been very effective in that goal. And I'm glad we have that program. Now, I know that the Cats Cab program is always looking for more people to serve as drivers. Do you have any information on that or anything to say?
Yeah, so Kentucky Wildcab is hiring right now. Again, it's students, and you get paid $11 an hour, and you work anywhere from 10 to 15 hours a week. And, you know, the thing about this job is that it's a job that allows you to not interfere with, so, you know, you're not working through the week, so it's not interfering with classes or homework. It's just purely on the weekend from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m., and you can apply for that on ukjobs.uky.edu/postings.
Okay. That's if you want to repeat that, just in case somebody didn't get that the first time, that's
ukjobs.uky.edu/postings.
Okay. Wonderful. Yeah. So if you're looking for a job, you're thinking about it, you know, because sometimes I've had it in the back of my head, like, oh, being like an Uber or Lyft driver, that would be cool, except you got to go through a lot of hoops, I think.
Yeah,
I
mean, and
I
we try to
service, but
yeah, and we try. We know that it's a difficult job. I mean, to stay up that late and do what they do, it's difficult. So we do the best we can to, you know, supply you with, you get a break, supply you with food and drinks, things like that, just to kind of make it a little more of an ease for you.
Yeah. Great. Anything else to say about the Cats Cab program?
I believe that's it. Thank you.
Okay, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna listen to a song by Mitski, First Love, Late Spring. This one off of her album, Bury Me at Makeout Creek. I don't know if you've heard much Mitski in your day, Garrett, but this is a good one. We'll listen to that song right after a few messages. Thanks for listening. This is State of the Commonwealth. We will be right back. This is Cam. This is, well, you're listening to the State of the Commonwealth. I'm your host, Cam. Here to talk to you about what's happening with the Student Government Association here at UK. I've got my guest in the studio, Garrett Bell. He is the director of campus safety. Garrett, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Cam.
Still doing well. Good to hear. So we just got done talking about Wild Cab, which I think I called Cats Cab earlier.
A few times. Okay.
Yeah. If you've been listening, you know I'm a little bit scatterbrained today. But, you know, just excuse me. And I think I did think about that later. So it is Wild Cab. Cat's Cab, it doesn't exist anymore. But, you know, it also kind of shows, not to go too much off a tangent, but it kind of shows, like, our age on campus now that we're like, you know, because Cat's Cab was only really a thing our freshman year. And it's just wild to think to me that, like, we've been through that and there's just people that could be listening or on campus and you're talking to them and they are like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah. I mean, I've only been in college for 2 years, but that's like forever. We're halfway done. And that's crazy.
Yeah. When telling freshmen about Wild Cab, I always try to compare it. I'll be like, so, you know, we had Cat's Cab, which, you know, used to be a free late night service, and they don't know what I'm talking about. So.
I'm really not used to being, and I don't feel like I should be an old person on campus because I'm only a junior, but I feel like an old person on campus, and that's weird. I'm not ready for that. But to bring us back in, we were talking a minute ago about the LiveSafe app, which I've downloaded on my phone, except I don't really know what it's used for. I think I just Ben asked me to download it one time last year, so I did, or Todd did, or something. But I guess just go ahead and tell us a little bit about what the LiveSafe app is, and you know, if you can talk about, we haven't had a whole lot of time to talk about your position and kind of like why it's here mm-hmm. on UK's campus. And you know, that might sound like, oh well, we don't really need to talk about why campus safety is like why we need a director for that. But I mean, I think it's an important thing to just bring up and like be intentional about. So like maybe we'll just go into that, but you can begin with just talking about the LiveSafe app, kind of what that is.
Yeah. So LiveSafe is something that, again, is provided by student government, but it's also UKPD helps us fund that and work with that. And LiveSafe, you know, to begin with kind of its origins and what it is, it has roots in the tragedy at Virginia Tech, and one of its co-founders is Christina Anderson, who was shot many times in that 2007 shooting. And so among the problems that Christina and some of the co-founders realized was that these students were rarely using their phones to make calls, especially to 911 emergencies. And that reluctance to say something after seeing a potentially troubling incident is definitely a missed opportunity to prevent a possible catastrophe like what happened.
Definitely.
So the LiveSafe is meant to kind of get students active in using their phone. And so some of the features that they've put on there is, you know, if you download the app, you'll see that it has, you can report tips. So these can be tips on traffic concerns, assault or abuse, disturbance, drug and alcohol misuse, mental health harassment, as well as repairs that are needed. So LiveSafe kind of works within a geographical region. And so if you download it as a student of UK, you can put your area and your organization as University of Kentucky. So if you report something like repairs needed, it can be you're walking down the street and there's a light out on Woodland or something, or the sidewalks, you know, are cracked and eroding, or something as simple as that. So yeah, just to make your life easier as a student and maybe some different safety hazards you see, you can report those in any way.
Okay. When you say like a tip, is that like, are they calling, or is that kind of like an anonymous tip sort of deal? Like what, how does that work? I'm just curious.
Yeah. So when you submit that, you can write a brief, you know, text about what exactly it is. But the app encourages you to take a picture of whatever it is you see, or take a video or an audio recording of that. And again, those are sent to UKPD.
Okay. And, you know, again, that's another thing that as students, it's important that we get as engaged with, you know, not just like advocacy, but something as simple as like reporting a crime, mm-hmm. like doing the right thing. Like it's so easy to just kind of fall into the bystander effect, I think that's what that's called.
Yeah.
Where you just kind of assume that you see something wrong happening, you know, whether that's something as like simple and non-controversial as like a repair that needs to be done, or like you see somebody like if you're hearing abuse happening, or that somebody lives in, I guess, like an apartment near you, or something of that sort, like it's kind of easy, I guess, to fall into that habit of, well, somebody else is taking care of this.
Exactly.
Or, you know, it's not really my place to do something. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I guess, I don't know if sociologists or psychologists have, they've studied this. I don't have an extensive knowledge on this. I'm just kind of grasping at what I can remember from videos I've seen in high school. But, you know, it's a totally, like, legit thing. And, you know, maybe we weren't paying attention in high school when those videos were on or whatever. But, you know, you get older and you realize that it takes a big effort from everybody to improve the standard of the place we live. And so you're saying Live Safe is an app that's kind of targeted towards, I don't want to say like millennials, but, you know, people that are on their phone all the time.
Yeah.
And like make that process easier.
Exactly. Exactly. And yeah, it's app based, which definitely applies to, you know, what we mostly use for everything, just like Wildcat is app based now. But yeah, so reporting tips again, kind of making it a quick and easy thing to prevent this, like you were talking about, complacent attitude towards something.
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah. Someone else would do something about it, or I don't want to interfere because I might be wrong, you know, that we're maybe afraid of being embarrassed or something. So again, this is kind of an anonymous way to do that. And in addition to reporting tips, those are obviously for non-emergencies, but if there's something very, very serious that you see, there's also an option to call 911 directly or call campus police.
Okay.
So, those would be for the more serious issues that you see.
Yeah, or, you know, something that's urgent and
exactly.
needs something taken care of right now.
Mm-hmm. And so two more options are, there is a tab for UK resources, which gives you almost anything you can think of. Emergency procedures to take during any kind of event. It gives you the current UK alerts that are up, as well as connecting you with UK police. It has sources on sexual assault assistance and campus resources as well, and local resources. So just I went through it, and it's just a very well-made app with all kinds of information that people would need. And then the last thing that it features is a GoSafe option. And that is where there's a safe walk option, to where you can, at your friend's request, you can either watch them walk home, maybe late at night, to make sure they get home safe on a GPS, or you could request that they watch you, as well as it even works a long distance. So if I'm driving home from Lexington to Western Kentucky, and it's, you know, 1 or 2 in the morning for some reason, I can have a parent or a friend or whoever kind of track me on my way. Just
make sure.
That.
Yeah.
And again, lastly, under that GoSafe option, it connects you directly with Kentucky Wildcat, which is what we talked about earlier. So
okay.
It's kind of an easy way to access that app.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's the Live Safe app. Check that out in your app store. You know, these are important issues, and these are things we need to address. So, it's important to you can take a little step, like downloading this app and opening, like maybe you just open it up one time, but maybe you open up once and you're like, well, you know, maybe I could use this sometime. Or you come into a situation that, some sort of emergency situation, or you hear, or you see something going on and you don't really know where to start. Well, like, it's a good thing you've got that app on your phone, and that's at least one place to help you start.
Yeah, and we don't want to, you know, UKPD and my position, we don't want to scare anybody. You know, Lexington and UK's campus, it's a safe campus. But the fact is, we are within a city, very close to, you know, we're within Lexington, and things do happen. And so, you know, it's definitely, we have to be aware of these things and be realistic with these things. And again, Live Safe is a good way to take that responsibility into our own hands.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to take another quick break. We're going to listen to a song of Montreal, their first album. But when we get back, we're going to talk about the It's On Us week, if you just want to give like a brief introduction to that before we leave, or before we take a break, just so people can know what's coming up.
Yeah, so It's On Us is a campaign started by Joe Biden in the White House. And it's this cultural movement. It's national, aimed at fundamentally shifting the way that we think and talk about sexual assault. So to gain, you know, to promote that, we're going to do some tabling next week, SGA and VIP Center representatives, to kind of get people on board with this campaign. So
wonderful. We'll talk more about that in just a second. You are listening to State of the Commonwealth. I'm your host, Cam. That is Garrett Bell talking to us about what's going on campus. We will be back shortly. This is State of the Commonwealth. I'm your host, Cam. In the studio today, I've got Garrett Bell, the Director of Campus Safety for the Student Government Association. Before we took that break, Garrett was talking about the It's On Us movement, which, and I'm going to let you talk more about that, but it's like a national movement to kind of shift the way that we think and act about sexual violence and victim advocacy. Mm-hmm. So I guess without further ado, I'll let you talk some more about that.
Yeah, so again, that it was it's a campaign started by Biden in the White House, and like Cam said, to shift our attitudes and the way we talk about sexual assault. So It's On Us is this it's a rallying cry inviting everyone to step up and realize that the solution begins with us. And the campaign seeks to reframe the conversations surrounding sexual assault in a way that empowers, educates, and engages college students to do something, big or small, to prevent it. So, with that said, SGA is working with the VIP Center to bring a fall It's On Us Action Week, as well as a spring It's On Us Action Week. And as well as, I believe in the past years, they've done a Take Back the Night. So that'll be something that we do again.
Yeah.
But for the fall, that's going to be October 9th through the 15th. So next week. And we're just starting out small. So, you know, when I got into this position, there wasn't, so, you know, campus safety usually deals with a safety walk that we do in the fall and an off-campus safety walk we do in the spring, as well as dealing with the late night transportation service that we have in place. And one of the things that I came to realize was that, you know, there was no position or any kind of, they hadn't been dealing with sexual assault in the past.
Okay.
And when you look at the numbers behind sexual assault, specifically on college campuses, so they're becoming more well-known, but some people still have not heard.
Well, for instance, like, I remember seeing something on Facebook about, like, UK's campus specifically, or maybe that was just college campuses, but, like, mm-hmm. you know, this is something that, like, when we talk about it, like, oh, yeah, like, I care about this, and this is important, but, like, honestly, I feel very uninformed about it, and I guess, you know, next week is an opportunity if this is something that you're like, yeah, this is something I know that I care about, but, you know, I'm busy, whatever. Like, you just haven't had a chance or haven't really taken the time, like me, to get informed about this. This is a good opportunity to do so.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to become informed. So we'll be tabling Monday and Wednesday from 11 to 1 next week. And so there will be members from SGA as well as Spark members from VIP, and they're specifically trained to deal with these kind of issues, and they are, you know, knowledgeable. And I don't proclaim that I have, you know, that expertise in that. I just know, again, that it's something I need to be passionate about.
Yeah, and, well, I guess before we go further on what's happening, I kind of interrupted you there. You're about to talk about some of the numbers, and I was just, I guess I was leading into that, like, you've got numbers on, like, college campuses. Do you have anything for UK specifically too? I guess you're going to tell us about that, but.
Yeah, I don't have anything specific for UK.
Okay.
I know that, I think recently we've been trying to do more campus climate surveys, as well as Haven. So we do Haven now. It's kind of a requirement before you sign up for classes.
Yeah.
And from those, we will gain more statistics specific to UK.
Sure.
So that UK can be transparent about that. That's a big, you know, a big thing. But no, right now I don't have those UK specific, but I do have in general statistics from college campuses.
And I mean, what's that look like? Like, what's the non-response look like for sexual assault on college campuses? Because, you know, I've heard that it's like really an astounding number of people don't report the crimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I believe it is only 13% of all survivors report assault. Which is, yeah, it's a kind of a grave number.
Yeah.
When you're thinking of, you know, that's something that's pretty serious that's happened. So yeah, 1 in 5 women and 1 in 16 men are sexually assaulted in college. And so when you're thinking about the statistic, 13% of those people are reporting it. You're dealing with some people who are trying to take that upon themselves to deal with.
Yeah.
And they do that because either they're, you know, they're shamed for that, that they're blamed in some way for that. So again, It's On Us really tries to change that language and, help people to realize like, this is not something you need to deal with on your own. And that's huge. VIP has done a great job of, supporting people through that.
Yeah. So. It's a great organization over there. They, we partnered with the VIP for our Queer Slang Festival, which we had a few weeks ago. But, you know, just going back to what you were saying, what that slogan kind of means, like, it's on us. You know, it's not enough for someone to be like, well, I'm not, like, engaging in that kind of behavior. Like, you know, I'm not, like, any sort of rapist. Why do I need to care about it?
Right.
And it's like, well, no, that's not, you know, there's a 13% response bias for people who are victims, or response rate for people who are victims. And, like, that shows what you were kind of getting at. That shows that there's, like, this societal pressure and the stigma against coming out as a victim. And that's perpetuated by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's what the slogan says. Like, that's on us. It doesn't matter if you're engaging in the crime or not. Like, that's not enough. Like, we need to be working actively to change the culture and change the culture on college campuses, because if it's like my understanding is correct, college campus is one of the worst places where this happens.
Yeah. Yeah. You are. I don't know the exact number, but you are far more likely for this to happen if you're on a college campus. And similar to how we were talking about with LiftSafe, that LiftSafe is meant to combat this kind of complacent attitude towards responding to things. And that's kind of what It's On Us is doing, too. So everyone kind of knows that this is a problem, and hopefully we become more aware of that. But again, you still have that kind of attitude that wants to say, oh, someone else would do something about it. And the fact is that it's not some, you know, it's not some serial rapist or anything like from the outside, like that's doing this. We're talking 8 in 10 people that are affected by sexual assault know who the attacker was. So this is it's something that's integrated its way into college life. And because of that, sometimes it's hard for people to come out and openly say, hey, I was sexually assaulted.
Yes.
I was,
you know, and like in a case like that, you know, like what's going to happen? Like somebody's going to say, the person that's being accused is like, oh, she's just saying that, or he's just saying that. You know, like, you guys know me, I wouldn't do that. And that, you know, that's one of the problems there, is we need to stop, like, looking at the victims as, like, some sort of perpetrator of some crime or some doing something wrong. But, yeah, I'll let you, we've got a few more minutes, but I want you to talk a little bit, I guess, just give an overview of, like, what the week's going to look like. You talked about tabling and forums, but anything else you want to add to that? And then let the listeners know where they can find more information about this and how they can get involved with the It's On Us week.
Okay. So this week in the fall, so this is something, again, that when I came into this position, I noticed that it wasn't something that was, you know, paramount among UK students, that a lot of people don't know what It's On Us is. Sexual assault isn't hugely discussed. Now, the VIP Center has done a great job. The Green Dot initiative was actually started here. But, you know, sometimes it's difficult to get that audience, like the audience for that can be small, and it's tough to get that to a wider range. So that's what SJA wants to help VIP do, is reach people who VIP might not be able to reach about this stuff. So this one is going to be a little more smaller scale. So we will do on Monday the 10th, we'll do the tabling from 11 to 1. And on Wednesday, we'll be doing the same from 11 to 1. That'll be outside of Whitehall. And so basically what we'll have is, you know, we'll have promotional items with information about, you know, resources to contact, ways to get involved, but we'll have devices, so laptops, iPads, whatever it is, for students to come and pledge to this It's On Us campaign. So, you know, the thing about It's On Us is it's kind of like It's On Us and then dot, dot, dot. And so we can fill that in. We can say,
okay,
you know, it's on us to not be bystanders anymore, you know, to actually step in and be confident in the fact of preventing something, you know, again, bad that could happen. That it's on us to say, if you don't have consent, it is sexual assault, it is rape. And to be more just concrete on that, that it's not something that's this gray area. It is,
yeah.
If you don't get consent or if you're incapacitated in any way, that it's sexual assault. So we need to start getting very real on that. So again, that tabling event is a chance for people to say, hey, I'm on board with this. So I'll pledge to this campaign, and we'll have, we'll have some promotional items like, buttons and stuff that you can wear throughout the week. Just to show your support for that. But again, this is kind of building up for in the spring. We're hoping to be a lot bigger. We have T-shirts, buttons, banners to hang.
Okay.
As well as to prepare for hopefully an It's On Us speaker to come and talk at the end of the spring. So, yeah, this week, Monday, Wednesday, tabling, and Thursday at the VIP Center from 5:30 to 7:30. They are showing a documentary called Audrey and Daisy at the VIP Center. And that's the story of, I believe, it showcases three different instances of sexual assault that occurred to some high schoolers and the abuse and the harassment that they got after that. So pretty heartbreaking stuff. But sometimes that's what it takes for us to really, you know, step in and do something.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, especially if you're somebody that doesn't know or you don't, like, you know, because I guess the odds are you do know somebody who's been affected by this, but, you know, because of the 13% response rate, you don't know that you know somebody. So with those of us that maybe don't have a personal connection but understand that this is extremely important and something we need to act on, like, having something like that mm-hmm. can bring that point home. And, you know, that sounds great, man. I'll definitely be looking for the tables outside of Wyatt Hall. And, you know, and I'll talk to you later, but anything I can help out with for next week.
Yeah, and those that can't make it out to table, you can go to itsonus.org. And, again, that has all the information about what they are. It's got videos just showing, you know, support from high-profile people. As well as resources, and you can take the pledge online there. So,
okay. Is there anywhere they can find, like, if they go to SGA.org, UKSGA.org, is there more information about the UK schedule?
I don't believe it will be on SGA, okay. But we'll actually work on that. So this is kind of I'm kind of working on building this foundation.
Yeah.
So this is fairly new stuff for SGA to be helping with. So that's a good idea that I'll start incorporating this onto SGA's website.
And and we'll see. I'm sure something will get tweeted out.
So social media for sure.
Yeah, social media. So check out, you know, UKSGA on Facebook or UKSGA on Twitter. Anything else you want to add, Garrett?
Nothing that I can think of, though.
Well, you know, at that, thank you very much for coming on, man. Always a pleasure to see you. Glad we could talk about some important things today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Cam.
All right. This has been the State of the Commonwealth. I'm your host, Cam. I just got done talking with Garrett Bell, the Director of Campus Safety for the Student Government Association. We're going to keep moving along now. I'm going to play a few more songs, but I'm actually going to interview somebody else about study abroad here in just a few minutes. So if you didn't get tired of my voice by now, don't worry, because you will. You will definitely get tired of my voice. And, you know, speaking of that, we're going to listen to an ad right now that has my voice on it, interestingly enough. So thanks for listening. We're going to have a short break, but then I'll be back talking about study abroad. So different subject, but very interesting stuff. Thanks for listening, everybody. Keep it locked here at WRFL, your only alternative left.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.FM, and of course via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.FM/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.